Hey Malone, this is Jerome with the CVA. How are you?
Okay.
Hey Jerome, CVA, how are you doing?
Okay.
That's good. I'm calling now, because you spoke with Zach Associate like maybe about 4 or 5 months ago concerning IAV. Just wanted to reach back out and see where you were at with that property. I'm still receiving offers.
On the phone, but you breaking up bad.
Little better now.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, got you. I just wanted to see if you were still receiving offers on Wright Ave at all.
Yeah, I'd be from different people though.
Got you. I mean, we're a home buying company in Ashland, Virginia. So I mean, we definitely, have some ground to stand on when it comes to being able to purchase the home. I mean, what kind of offers have you been getting on the place, and what are you looking to get out of it?
I'm not gonna do nothing right now anyway. I think maybe next year, first of the year, mid part of the year or something.
Okay. I mean, I definitely think, are you looking to get those offers around the first part of the year, or were you looking to get out of there on the first part of the year?
I'll get out right in the middle.
Got you. So, I mean, that honestly does align with the time frame. I mean, it takes a good amount of time to close sometimes. It just depends on situations. So,
Right.
I mean, we work with individuals that are within like a 30 to 90 day time frame. So it definitely would line up. I mean, let me ask, how long have you owned Right Ave?
25, I think. Yeah, 99, 25.
Okay, all right, got you. Are you in the property itself, or is it just one you rent out Are you in the property itself?
Yes.
Okay, all right, cool. What's got you looking to, receive offers and try to make that move in the new year?
Because I have another house in the country, I was thinking about going down there.
Okay. I don't blame you. I mean, stuff's getting crazy nowadays, so getting away is honestly a little is
Exactly.
best, I feel, Yeah, it's definitely getting crazy, but that's good that you have another, another place to go to in general, And what is the, I guess, condition of of Wright Ave as of right now? I mean, I know you're living in it, so it's not crazy, but
Right. Everything is okay. I just had a roof put on it, new floor and living room.
got you. Got you. And I mean, I know you were looking to, I guess, be out of there or around the new year itself, but I mean, what's got you looking for cash offers versus listing it?
I started dealing with it. I
I
can go
get
down there and I can be just done.
it. No, I definitely. I get it. I mean, we work with individuals that just don't want to have people in and out, fixing up, doing this, that, and the third, staging all that. It's a lot that goes into listing. So I definitely get it. I definitely get it. I mean, and I know you said a new roof. I mean, if you had to make any changes to it to stay, what changes would you make?
I guess it probably need to be painted and stuff like that on there. It's basic stuff.
Okay, so it's not anything like, huge you'd have to do to it.
More central. I don't have central. I have active window unit.
Got you. Gotcha. I mean, yeah, it definitely makes a difference. But things have been so crazy hot right now. You need airflow. So I definitely get it. Hopefully you have that in the country itself. Okay. All right. Good. And I mean, is it just you that's you, are you the sole owner of the property itself, or?
Me and a friend.
Got you. And I mean, how does that friend feel about selling or possibly, get rid of it?
Don't matter. She can't get out of the bed herself.
That is true. That is true. So they have no issue with, like, you know, the whole process. They're not in the house with you. I got you. Oh, they are? Okay, got you, got you, got you. And I'm just asking because, you know, if you're looking for that, like, New Year time frame, it's good to know that all parties are, like, on board with it. You know what I mean?
She can't
And
afford it herself, so it don't matter.
got you. I mean, are you stuck paying all the mortgage and everything like that, or?
Nah, I paid it off.
Got you. Well, kudos to you, man. Not a lot of people can say that. Yeah. I mean, I know, you know, the market is like a seller's market right now. It's honestly, I feel like getting ready to switch into a buyer's market. But at the same time, I mean, a lot of people are letting go of things while it's hot. I mean, what are you wanting to see from it as an end result, like, you know, number wise?
One to 120.
Got you. And I'm just asking because I'm gonna do my due diligence, you know, but I want to make sure that we're. My whole thing is I like being solution based. I want to make sure we're getting you what you need and, you know, still looking out for everybody involved, if that makes
Right.
sense. You know, so yeah. And with that, I know, just out of curiosity, which side of Richmond, is right Ave on?
Southside.
South. Okay, cool. I should have known that. I should have known that. That's terrible. I stay right off the south side. But it's all good. And when it comes to, you know, you being tired of it, I mean, have you been doing a lot of work to it as of recently, or?
I was actually a friend.
Got you. Got you. I mean, it's a good thing that, you know, friends were able to, you know, come together and do it, but it's situations get sticky sometimes, for sure. So,
Right.
and I mean, are you and the friends still able to, I guess, come in agreement on, like, price and you know, if we were to present numbers that make sense, I mean, what would hinder anything, I guess, if we were able to move forward?
None.
Okay, all right, so they'd be just cool signing. You guys are, I guess, on speaking terms.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, cool. I mean, just gotta know, you know, how to navigate things. So that way we can get you everything as quick as possible, you know. And from this itself, the property, you know, like you said, is in good condition for the most part. I didn't recall the square footage on this. It's a 2-bed, 1-bath, I think, correct? Or
3-1.
3-1? Okay. All right. And what's the square footage on that?
I can't remember. I don't know if it's 1,000. And I don't know. I think it was 9-something, I think. Does that sound all right?
Yeah. I think.
Okay.
Yep. I just pulled it up. On MLS, it's right around 1,000. So yeah. And so basically the process that we work on, you know, of course we're able to get to a decision with numbers. We pretty much send an individual, like, out to inspection to make sure, like, everything we're talking about, you know, works out. We can even also come to the house itself. I'm able to, if you'd like to have an appointment, like, you know, meet in person, talk about it. I can present you an offer in person. I really just like to give that option because it's some people don't like doing business deals over the phone. So, I mean, which would you rather in this?
I'm not doing anything around the first of the year, so.
I mean, yeah, no, that's no problem. Even when it comes to like, me just taking note of that. So that way, when the first year rolls around, we can try to make sure we're doing what's best for you, if that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah, so I mean, would you rather have been talking in person or would you rather, over the
Yeah,
phone?
probably in person right later on.
Got you. And I'm the same way, I'm cool with having these conversations, but I like to get a feel of who I'm talking to as well,
Exactly.
Yeah, so I completely get that. And I know you said you're not doing anything to the first of the year, and that's perfectly fine. My whole thing is, would you rather come to an agreement of price and then be gone, or just wash your hands of it by January, February time frame, or would you want to wait to talk numbers around January, February time frame?
Talk numbers around that time.
Okay. All right, got you, got you. And also, just to let you know, like our process sometimes it takes 30, 60 days to close. So, I mean, would you be comfortable being in there? Like, if we talk numbers January, February, would you be comfortable being in there till possibly March or April?
Yeah, that was kind of my plans anyway.
Okay.
That's
All
why I
right,
said
got
around the
you.
first of the year, start working on it then.
Got you. Got you. And that makes sense. So what I will do is, I mean, I know I haven't talked more about the company. I mean, we're, like I said, we're located right in Ashland. Me personally, I try to be as straight up with individuals, as possible. What we're able to do, you're selling the home as is, so we take care of all closing costs. So whatever numbers, we're talking about go straight to you. So that's definitely a plus in the situation. But I'd definitely love to come out there around the new year and or, whenever is good for you. Are there certain days that are best or that you would foresee around that time frame?
I really don't know my schedule from day to day.
Okay.
And right now, I got to get back to work, so.
Yeah, that's fine. And I'm not trying to hold you. Were there any last questions you'd have for me at all?
No, sir.
Okay. All
Right?
right. All right. Well, just make sure to lock in my number. My name is Jerome Pratt, by the way.
All
And
right.
I'm a CBA, and I look forward to reaching out to you around the new year.
All right.
Okay. All right. You take care.